I'm Bobbi Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Drinking alcohol in combination with certain very common medications can greatly increase the chance of accidental overdose and other medical complications. To talk about the dangers of mixing alcohol and these medications is Dr. Raymond Anton. He holds the Thurman Wellness Endowed Chair in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Science, and he is the Scientific Director of the Alcohol Research Center at MUSC. Dr. Anton, what are some of the most common potentially problematic medications that are dangerous to take when drinking alcohol?
Yes, first of all, I'm happy to be speaking about this extremely important topic. Important to realize that alcohol is a depressant for the most part, and many medications that are prescribed for sleep problems, for certain psychiatric conditions, for anxiety, are also sedative. We call them sedative hypnotics, and they work on the same brain chemicals that alcohol works, such that when you take both of them together, you're often at increased risk for negative consequences or problems, including overdose and death.
Who's at risk for this scenario that you just described?
Well, almost anybody that is drinking alcohol who might also be having problems where a physician prescribes medication to help their sleep problems or psychiatric disorders.
Is it the case, Dr. Anton, that people who are heavy drinkers of alcohol perhaps wouldn't even be prescribed some of these classifications of medication?
Well, absolutely true. Unfortunately, what we're seeing in the work that I do is that these medications, these sedative hypnotics, and they're drugs like the old Valiums and Librium's, there's many names to them, but they're anti-anxiety drugs, sleep aids, whatever you want to call them, are being prescribed more and more to people with alcohol problems, both because the patients are not telling the doctors about their alcohol use, and B, because doctors are maybe not as informed as they should be, that you shouldn't be using these medications in that group.
I'm wondering about young adults and even teenagers. Are there additional problems of drinking alcohol and taking these medications that can be dangerous in combination with alcohol?
Absolutely an important question. You know, the Centers for Disease Control published a paper a few years ago and said that most of the opiate overdose deaths were not always just opiates. It was a combination of opiates and alcohol and opiates and these other drugs, the benzodiazepines, the sedative hypnotics, with or without alcohol and the opiates. So all of them cause respiratory depression. And so by taking them together, it is increasing the risk for overdose, death, and harm.
Any new ideas or new approaches that would minimize this risk that we're talking about as far as mixing alcohol with some of these drugs that can be dangerous?
Yes. Right now, there are few biological tests, both blood and urine tests, that healthcare providers can use that helps them better assess the amount of alcohol use that their patients may be having. They could be very helpful in trying to determine whether to use one of these potentially dangerous drugs in people that are drinking alcohol heavily, and will allow perhaps a better choice of medication if they use these newer tests.
Dr. Anton, thanks for providing this information about the dangers of mixing alcohol and these medications.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobbi Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.